Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. Hey, I'm glad you're out there today. Thanks for tuning in. Well, I missed being with you last week once again. My attendance has been rather faulty. Yes, I've been having a little bit of physical problems. I had surgery last Wednesday. Man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot to surgery, you know it? They just put all sorts of gadgets all over you, and my goodness, I didn't realize what all there was to surgery, because the last time I had surgery was when I was very young and had my tonsils out. That was the last time I had it. But anyhow, I got through it, and I'm recovering well. Everything is going okay, so it's good to be with you here in Air Chair 1 on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, we've got the usual fare on tap for you. We have trivia, we have offbeat news, recipes, and all kinds of good stuff, so we're glad that you tuned in. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. Also want to tell you about my website. You can check that out, radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, radionate.webs.com. And, of course, the radio station website is WWGH1071.com. Well, it is time for our newest feature, and that is Ripley's Believe It or Not. The vertical village of El Arba in Algeria, the 100 homes in this village are built into the face of a high precipice, most of them accessible only by ladders. Yes, indeed, believe it or not, you have to access the village. How would you like every time you go home to crawl up a ladder? Interesting. The 13th century village of Fabrice in Carthage, Italy, which lies 250 feet below the surface of Lake Vagili, is only visible when a nearby dam is drained and cleaned once every 10 years. I guess that means you can go home every 10 years. Wow. Almost all of the 300 residents of Whittier, Alaska, live in the same 14-story apartment building, and for the first time in history, the town has its own road opened on June 6, back in the year 2000. All of the buildings in Jaipur, India, were painted pink in 1865 for a visit by the Prince of Wales. This is Ripley's Believe It or Not. The first chicken coop, originally built in 1923 with an ocean view, is a protected site under the National Register of Historic Places and is displayed at the Delaware Agriculture Museum in Dover, Delaware. A 16-sided barn designed and built by George Washington was one of the wonders of his time. 16-sided barn, wow. The farm buildings at Voss, Norway are built against the mountain with their roofs pitched in line with its slope so that the frequent avalanches will roar harmlessly over them. Well, that's good thinking. Yeah, avalanches, just build them with a slope and your buildings won't get knocked down. A public drinking fountain in Burgos, Spain, gushes forth water at a temperature of 150 degrees. Wow, 150 degrees. The Indian Fountain, erected in Mount Kisco, New York, designed for watering horses, bears the inscription, God's only beverage for man and beast. And there you have it, Ripley's Believe It or Not. My wife and I like to go to Myrtle Beach, and there's a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum down there, and we've never been in it. So this year, if we get to go in September, I said if we get to go, I would like to go in the museum, the Believe It or Not museum this year, and check everything out. All right, my friends, we're going to open up the phone lines. It is time for trivia. 740-383-9944. Today, we're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon, a $25 Amazon gift card. And here is, by the way, all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing for a chance to win. Here's the first question. Which pop culture legends fell in love on the set of their first television commercial for Mattel Toys in 1961? Which pop culture legends fell in love on the set of their first television commercial for Mattel Toys in 1961? They are also famous dolls that kids play with. And they're the famous man and woman that kids play with the dolls. Can you tell me? In which decade did Mickey and Minnie Mouse share their first kiss? In which decade did Mickey and Minnie Mouse share their first kiss? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to the question, give me a call. And here's our first call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey,
Bob, I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better, yes. Yeah, I had surgery last week, but I'm feeling better this week.
Ken and Barbie,
yes, sir. Yeah, Ken and Barbie, that is right. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Well, what's on the menu for you tonight?
I'm giving them chili.
Chili. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's what they're getting tonight.
Do you like to spice it up real good, or do you?
Yeah,
real spicy, huh?
Yep. Spice it up and give them chili and they have a little bread with it. So,
yeah.
And crackers, that's it.
Okay, well that sounds real good. I'll be over.
All right,
buddy.
I'll save you both.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right,
Bob. Well, we got you all signed up for the drawing.
All right, you take care.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thank you.
I will. All right,
uh-huh.
Take care.
Bye. All right, Bob Austin checking in. SpongeBob's best friend in the cartoon... This is a trick question. SpongeBob's best friend in the cartoon TV series SpongeBob SquarePants is Patrick Starr. What is Patrick's job? SpongeBob's best friend in the cartoon TV series SpongeBob SquarePants is Patrick Starr. What is Patrick's job? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Amazon gift card. The singer Adele won an Academy Award for her song Skyfall for which international super spy movie? What spy movie was Skyfall from that Adele sang and won that Academy Award? Which country music superstar has been a coach on the TV show The Voice since it first aired? Which country music superstar has been a coach on the TV show The Voice since it first aired? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Patrick didn't have a job.
Oh, no, Patrick didn't have a job. That's the correct answer. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And what is your name?
Allison.
Well, Allison, thanks for listening out there today. How's your day going?
Good.
Good. All right. Well, I've got you all signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. Yes, Patrick did not have a job. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Which reality singing competition? Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back and we are doing trivia. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. All you need to do for a chance to win a $25 Amazon gift card is give me a call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw our winner. Okay. This one I think I did right before the break, but I'll repeat it. Which reality singing competition did singer Carrie Underwood win? Which reality singing competition did singer Carrie Underwood win? In the novel Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Templeton? In the novel Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Templeton? Can you tell me that? Okay, in what state can you find both the easternmost and westernmost points in the United States? In what state can you find both the easternmost and westernmost points in the United States? All right, we have another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Templeton is a rat.
Templeton is a rat. That's right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And what is your name?
Noah.
All right, Noah. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win, buddy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Noah is becoming a one of our regulars along with Allison. And Bob and Allison and Noah, and they're all becoming regulars here to the call-in. And we like our regulars that give us a call every week. That's what drives the program and keeps us going for sure. All right, one more trivia question, and we will hang it up for the moment. The oldest living tree in North America is thousands of years old and has a secret location in the mountains of which American state? The oldest living tree in North America is thousands of years old and has a secret location in the mountains of which American state? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944. Again, today we're giving away a $25 gift card to Amazon, so you can get yourself anything you want. Everybody's welcome to call, so give us a call right now, like this individual's doing right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, yep. Good.
And sounds like you're doing better.
I am. I'm doing better than I was last week. I'll tell you, I was hooked up to everything under the sun.
You're getting in one of those bi-weekly type people, huh?
Yeah, all yeah. Right.
I think Alaska is the state that has the most eastern and western.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
It's Alaska. That is correct.
It crosses the timeline there.
Right.
And, way up north, so.
Yeah,
where they're not very far apart, you know, the international date line, I guess it's called.
Yeah, they sure have some interesting weather up there, don't they?
Yeah, I've talked to people that have been in the Army up there, and boy, long time ago, and said they used to have ropes go from place to place because of the blizzards, you know, when they tried to go from building to building.
Oh, yeah. I like to get on the weather sites and type in research different towns and look and see what the temperature and the weather's like in each of those towns, like North Pole, Alaska, and different ones up there.
A lot of those places now, you can even call up a camera and see what it's like.
Yeah, right, yeah. There's a little radio station up in North Pole, Alaska, and a little television station. I don't know, who they're broadcasting to, but they're up there, and they have a little program, and you can actually, I think you pay your own way, but you can go up there and volunteer for them. That'd be kind of interesting.
You're going to go up and be an announcer, huh?
Yeah. That'd be kind of interesting, North Pole, Alaska.
Right. It would be interesting just to say I've been there, you know, to
do it.
Yeah,
it would be. Get a picture and prove you actually
right.
Been there.
All right, Nate. Good talking to you.
Hey, you too.
Take care now. Yep.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. And Ernie Breese checking in with us here. This afternoon on Offbeat News and Trivia, and you can answer a trivia question too here at 740-383-9944. Jump on a line. We are wide open. And if you've never called before, hey, we invite you to call now. And we have another caller phoning in. Hi, we're on the air.
American Idol.
That's what I'm looking for. The singing competition where Carrie Underwood won. How are you today?
Good.
And what is your name?
Lucas.
You're becoming one of my regular callers too, buddy. I appreciate it. Well, you have a good night now, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Nice little amount of calls coming in here today. I appreciate the phone lines lighting up very much, and there's room for you, too. And so, like I said, today is a $25 Amazon gift card. You can jump on there and just order away. Order whatever you want. They have everything under the sun, and you can just get on there and shop to your heart's content. All right, turning to offbeat news. A Texas restaurant owner said a customer who came in with his family on the day the dining area reopened insisted on doubling his bill and left a $1,300 tip. David Fernandez, owner of Otten Eatery Frog and the Bowl. Hey, that's an interesting name. Otten Eatery Frog and the Bowl. Wow, I'd like to eat there. Said the restaurant's dining area was reopened Friday when the coronavirus stay-at-home order in Texas order was eased, and a customer who came in that day with his family racked up a $337 bill. Server Josh Pickoff, who was 18 years old, brought Fernandez to the table when the customer asked to have his bill doubled. He said, "Charge me double for everything." And I asked, "Are you sure?" Fernandez told CNN. He said, "Yes." Fernandez said the man's request was fulfilled and the customer left an additional $300 tip for Pickoff and a $1,000 tip for the restaurant owner. The man signed his receipt with a message for the eatery, "Good luck." Also this, about 10 armed police officers and a helicopter crew responded to a rural property on a report of a loose tiger that turned out to be a life-size sculpture. Kent police confirmed the officers and a National Police Air Service helicopter responded to Moat Road in Kent, England on Saturday after a member of the public reported spotting a big cat in the area. Quote, "My son Duncan rang up and said there were armed police on the hill leading up to my house," resident Juliet Simpson, 85, told The Guardian, 10 of them. "By then, I could see the helicopter above, and I thought, goodness me. So then I walked up the road and saw the police Land Rover. I went up and said, 'Do you want to be introduced to this tiger?' Well, the quote-unquote tiger was actually a life-size sculpture Simpson had assembled from chicken wire and resin more than 20 years ago. So this tiger had been sitting there just minding his business, a fake tiger, and everybody just got bent out of shape and thought it was the real thing and responded. And my goodness, they just thought a real tiger was on the loose. An aquarium in Japan is asking members of the public to video chat with its eels to keep the animals accustomed to humans during the coronavirus lockdown. The Sumida Aquarium in Tokyo, which is home to about 300 spotted garden eels, said the ocean creatures had grown accustomed to the presence of humans peering into their tanks. But since the aquarium closed March 1st due to COVID-19 pandemic, the eels have started to become more skittish. It seems like the spotted garden eels are getting used to a non-human coronavirus environment and have forgotten about people. When the staff pass in front of them, they start hiding in the sand, the aquarium said in a statement on its website. The facility announced it is holding a face-showing festival May 3rd through the 5th for members of the public to use FaceTime on Apple devices to video conference with the eels on screen setups around the tanks. So they already held this May 3rd through the 5th, and they set up FaceTime so different people could pop up on there and say hello to the eels so they don't get so skittish. Time for On This Day in History. It is May the 6th as we roll through heading towards that frost-free date of May the 15th. At least that's what they tell us, May 15th, frost-free date. Well, I guess there's some frost in the forecast, though, so I'm going to have to bring our hanging baskets back inside so they don't get ruined. But anyways, 1915 on this date, Babe Ruth hit his first major league home run while playing for the Boston Red Sox. 1937, the German airship Hindenburg crashed and burned in Lakehurst, New Jersey. 36 people of the 97 on board were killed. 1941, Joseph Stalin assumed the Soviet premiership. 1941, Bob Hope gave his first USO show at California's March Field. And we will continue with On This Day in History after we take a short break right here on WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the talking place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and we're doing On This Day in History. It is May 6th. In the year 1942, during World War II, the Japanese seized control of the Philippines. About 15,000 Americans and Filipinos surrendered to the Japanese. 1945, Axis Sally made her final propaganda broadcast to the Allied troops. 1946, the New York Yankees became the first Major League Baseball team to travel by plane. 1954, British runner Roger Bannister broke the four-minute mile. 1957, U.S. Senator John Fitzgerald Kennedy was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his book Profiles in Courage. And in 1959, the Pablo Picasso painting of a Dutch girl was sold for $154,000 in London. It was the highest price paid at the time for a painting by a living artist. And there you go. That's what happened on this May 6th. On this day in history, you are now informed. Okay, trivia time. Let's see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. We have a call coming in here right now, and we will go ahead and take that. Hi, we're on the air.
Blake Shelton has been on The Voice.
Yes, Blake Shelton was on The Voice. That is right. Very good answer. All right. How's your day going today?
Pretty good. How about yours?
My day is going good. Thank you very much for asking. Well, I have you signed up for the drawing because I recognize your voice, and this is Ashley.
Yep.
All right, Ashley. We got you in the stack here.
All right.
So good luck.
Okay.
All right. You have a great night, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. In which decade did Mickey and Minnie Mouse share their first kiss? In which decade did Mickey and Minnie Mouse share their first kiss? The oldest living tree in North America is thousands of years old and has a secret location in the mountains of which American state? The oldest living tree in North America is thousands of years old and has a secret location in the mountains of which American state? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Give us a call and you could win a $25 Amazon gift card. We will... You call and answer a trivia question, and we will put you in the drawing. Adele won an Academy Award for her song Skyfall. What super spy movie is that from? Adele won an Academy Award for her song Skyfall. For which international super spy movie is that from? Can you tell me that? Where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? It is in the United States somewhere. Where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? An artist makes a cow sculpture out of butter each year at the Iowa State Fair. How much butter does it take to make a life-size butter cow? They also make a butter cow at the Ohio State Fair, too, I do believe. An artist makes a cow sculpture out of butter each year at the Iowa State Fair. How much butter does it take to make a life-size butter cow? Can you tell me that? And the world's largest potato chip is found in this city. Which is called the potato capital of the world? Can you tell me the potato capital of the world? 740-383-9944. $25 Amazon gift card is what we're playing for today. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon in just a few minutes. So give us a ring here and we will get you all signed up out there. So if you've never given us a call before, I encourage you to phone in. It's not hard to do at all. Just dial up the number and we'll get you on the air. Nothing to it. And if you've called before in the past, we invite you to call back. So we would appreciate that very much. All right. I want to tell you about an abandoned drive-in. Among the many distinctions of the great state of Ohio is the fact that it is home to more drive-in movies open and closed than any other state in the Union. Most of these old ozoners, aka drive-ins, are fondly remembered by folks who caught a double feature there many summers ago and perhaps stole a kiss on a first date. Ah, is there anything other than a drive-in that can conjure such nostalgic images of Americana? Perhaps for this reason, seeing these drive-ins in their current state of abandonment is an especially dismal experience. They speak to us of innocence, of simpler times, and irreplaceable youth. Located just south of Heath on Route 79 stands what was Licking County's last operational drive-in. For decades, it was a huge draw, showing movies on three different screens. Today, one tattered and tilting screen remains. The concession stand still contains a popcorn popper and a refrigerator, as well as a sliding rack for the food selection. Upstairs, the projection booth, as much as it must have been back in the good old days, minus the projector. Interesting to note are the numbered rear racks, as well as the toilet employed by the projectionist, who is expected to never, ever leave his post. So there you go, on in Heath, on Route 79, you can go and visit the abandoned drive-in. It's kind of eerie to visit abandoned locations. One of those abandoned locations is Moonville Tunnel, an old train tunnel down in Vinton County in southern Ohio. And my wife and I are thinking about going down there and driving past that tomorrow, if we can, taking a little car trip just for the scenery, you know, and going down there and checking out and driving past that abandoned Moonville Tunnel. If so, we will share a picture with you of that. It seems like that's about all we can do these days is car rides. We try to stay out of the stores as much as we can, stay out of everything, and unless we have a mask on, you know. But car rides is something that we still do because we, you know, don't come in contact with anybody, so car rides is something that I can still get out of the house. Okay, it is 4:55 and time for our drawing. And my wife Amber is with me here in the studio, and she is going to draw a name. And she is mixing them all up out of the stack here and finding out who our winner is of the $25 Amazon gift card. And the winner is Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. You are the winner of the $25 Amazon gift card. And by the way, it's kind of hard to get to the studio with the pandemic going on. So as soon as the broadcast is over, give me a call with your address, and I will send this to you through the mail, okay? That way you don't have to worry with trying to make it here to the studio. So as soon as the broadcast's over, just give me your address. I will send it through the mail to you. All righty. So congratulations, Ashley. And like I said, don't forget to give me a call as soon as the show is over. And my wife Amber's ready to go. It is time for our Ladies' Corner, and we have a recipe for you today. And you can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and it'll pop up. And here is the recipe.
Grilled ginger peanut pork tenderloin. 2 16-ounce pork tenderloins trimmed to fat. 3 tablespoons soy sauce. 1.5 teaspoon sugar or sugar substitute, 1 tablespoon sesame oil, 1 tablespoon smooth natural peanut butter, 1 clove garlic minced, 1 teaspoon curry powder, 1 tablespoon minced fresh ginger, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Place pork in a large resealable plastic bag. Mix together soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, peanut butter, garlic, curry powder, ginger, and salt in a bowl until smooth. Pour marinade over tenderloins. Press air out of the bag, seal, and refrigerate overnight. Preheat an outdoor grill for high heat. Use a paper towel to pat any excess marinade from the pork. Allow to sit at room temperature while the grill is heating. Lightly oil grill grate. Cook pork 3 minutes on each side on all four sides for a total of 12 to 15 minutes. The pork will be done when it is no longer pink inside and has reached an internal temperature of 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Remove from the grill and cover meat loosely with a foil tin. Let set 5 minutes before serving.
All right, and that is our recipe for this week. Again, you can find it on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and it'll pop up, and it's got a picture there. And by the way, this is supposed to be a one of the low sugar recipes that that we have researched for you. I've been on a low-sugar diet for going on 3 weeks now, and I've been good. I haven't really cheated too much, and my sugars have been much lower than they were. So we have rearranged the whole way we've been eating. And when we go out to eat, we get something totally different. Instead of, like last night, we went to El Campesino, and instead of getting what I normally get, I got one of their healthier dishes. So I've been behaving myself. Well, it is quitting time. It's been great being with you. Thank you to everybody who phoned in. I appreciate all the regulars. Thank you to Ashley, Lucas, Ernie, Noah, Allison, and Bob. Thank you for tuning in, or for calling in and tuning in as well. We'll be back here next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. Until then, take care of yourself, stay well, and stay free of the virus, okay? We'll talk to you later.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.